USA Radio News.
Federal law enforcement busted 8 alleged members of New York crime families and 1 Long Island police officer in a crackdown against a large-scale illegal gambling racket. The New York Post reports members of those crime families allegedly used a string of Queens soccer clubs as well as a coffee bar and shoe repair shop as fronts for the operation. President Joe Biden signed the $739 billion Inflation Reduction Act on Tuesday.
We've not wavered, we've not flinched, and we've not given in. Instead, we're delivering results for the American people. We didn't tear down, we built up. We didn't look back, we looked forward.
Critics and the Congressional Budget Office said despite the name, the law does not reduce inflation. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Illegal immigrants are being bused from Texas to New York, and some are stepping in to help once they arrive.
The Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York is stepping up to help New York City in response to the surge of illegal immigrants that are arriving from Texas. Archbishop of New York Timothy Dolan describes the illegal immigrants' experience traveling to the United States and arriving in New York City.
Some of them for months have been walking from Colombia and Venezuela. Now they feel at home.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending the illegal immigrants on buses to New York City because the cities are sanctuary cities for immigrants, and he believes they should be able to handle it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And General Motors is recalling more than 484,000 large SUVs in the U.S. to fix a problem that can cause the third-row seatbelts to malfunction. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Fashion magazine Vogue drew the ire of Senator Marsha Blackburn for what she says is an uneven treatment of the Supreme Court's latest female justices. Blackburn told the Washington Examiner, quote, "The liberal media isn't happy unless they're attacking conservative women," unquote. Her remarks come as Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was covered in a magazine feature published in Vogue on Tuesday that stands in contrast with the media coverage granted to the justice who was confirmed 2 years prior, Amy Coney Barrett. The U.S. Commerce Department has okayed high tech for China.
With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Elon Musk has dropped another bombshell, claiming he's buying Manchester United. The 51-year-old made the announcement on Twitter late on Tuesday night. Manchester United are owned by the Glazer family, who also run the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Manchester United are one of the biggest sports teams in the world, but have fallen on hard times in recent years. And Salman Rushdie is off the ventilator, but his son says the injuries are life-changing. The 75-year-old author was stabbed on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.